Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right, we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. Hanging out with you here, I'm down in... not South Beach, certainly not that far south. I'm down here in lovely Sunrise, Florida, coming off Game 7 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final.
Right.
It was just worth every penny.
Just west of Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yes, west of Hollywood. Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, Hollywood Beach, maybe? Is that more just west?
I think you're pretty much right on. Check my map here.
Pretty nice little area, though, and so pretty cool event that you went to last night. I'm proud of you for going.
I mean, it was awesome. Why
I'm
not
really
do it?
Proud.
I mean, 51 years old, never seen a Game 7 at anything. So why not do it?
So now that you've done a Stanley Cup playoffs, will you want to do a World Series? Will you want to do an NBA Game 7? Will you just collect Game 7s now? What would we do?
It would depend on the city, to be honest, now having done this here. Because it was awesome, but I would love to be in a city like, if the Predators had been playing for it, it'd have been a totally different feeling. Because Nashville's so much more condensed and not as spread out as this. So I don't know. Hopefully, we're celebrating a TBT title at the end of the month, Mark Blankenbaker.
I hope so. Would be absolutely tremendous. I just saw the TBT just put out that all the games are going to be available on their website. So you'll be able to watch all
and 93.9 The Ville.
Yes, especially the Louisville ones will be broadcast. So you're doing the play-by-play and Bob's doing the color?
I got to talk to Bob, but I would assume so. Okay. We both had fun doing it last year. So
is there going to be any overlap with the TBT and the Bahamas trip?
No, it doesn't. Well, unless they get out of this regional, then that's what I do wonder. Because this in Louisville, it says that it's the 20th to the 24th. I actually think is the first game not the 19th? Either way, it's right in there.
Okay.
And you got Trez, you got Russ, Peyton, Keurig's back. So they are the 2 seed, and they'll take on the number 7 Bellarmine team.
Really?
On Saturday, July 20th. Okay, so I don't know exactly when it is. At 1 o'clock. I didn't know Bellarmine had one. They're the...
I didn't realize that either.
United, spelled like knighted with a K.
Oh, that's cool. I like
United.
That.
It's almost like UK knighted.
Yeah. So I don't know if you heard last week.
Have you seen this? You haven't seen this.
I have not seen that.
So Lexington Louisville Regionals, obviously, if you win out of here, they're matched up with the Kentucky Regional.
Yeah, and so this is the sound that Jeff Leitze had last week. I don't think James has it queued up or anything.
Well, let me finish the read, if that's okay.
Oh, I didn't know it was a read. My bad.
So the tiebreaker, by the way, to determine round one regional attendance will be the tiebreaker between who hosts the Louisville or the Lexington Regional. How about that? Yeah. And if you want 15% off, for the 72-hour period after the bracket reveal with the code TBTLVille15.
Okay.
Yeah, how about that?
All right.
How about that?
That's great. That's awesome. That's what I was going to get to is whoever gets the most attendance during their regional, the Louisville versus Lexington one, that mm-hmm. if Louisville and UK, if our two teams both advance, it would be whichever site had the better attendance. And so that's what Jeff Lightsey was able to uncover with 20 Beckham. But you just had that in a read. But it's pretty cool. It gives people an incentive that if you don't want to go to Rupp Arena – or if you want to make Russ Arena again, then you don't go to the food hall. You know?
So you go to thetournament.com/tickets. And so they'll do 15% off. It says for the 72-hour after the bracket reveal. So I guess, have they done the bracket? This doesn't say it's embargoed. It doesn't say it's embargoed. I don't think I'm breaking. Maybe I am breaking news. I don't know. This was a copy that was sent to me.
I haven't seen it yet, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, like maybe they, once they send it to you, it's available to put it out there.
thetournament.com/tickets is where you can get it. And then this is a tough promo code, TBTLVille15.
Oof. That's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this. And, you know, last summer, it was a nice respite in the middle of a kind of a tough part of the summer to, get through with sports. And it gave us something to kind of get out there and cheer about. I just wish that we hadn't lost to Chris Jones. But now we got Chris Jones on our team. So, you know, it all kind of plays out better for itself there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to see if we can get that promo code changed. I'm going to email right now. Because TBTLVille15 is not something, but you'd remember like the Ville.
The Ville.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Just the Ville. You don't have to do anything other than the Ville, but you'll see if you can get that changed for us. I agree.
That's a tough one.
Sometimes you're trying to change promo codes, and I'm like, why are we doing all this? But then that's one where I'm like, yeah, get it changed.
Yeah.
Get it changed.
Because the code doesn't have to be everything that it's TBTLVille15 because it's a TBT. It's in Louisville, and it's 15% off. I mean, TBT Louisville 15 would be easier to remember, to be honest with you. But,
totally.
But I'll see if we can get that chance.
So there's we do have a couple sounds. There's the Rich Paul sound or the LA De La Cruz home run sound. Which one?
I want to hear the LA De La Cruz. Yeah, right. I want to hear the LA De La Cruz, and then we'll get to Samson here in a second.
Okay, yes, so James is loading that. Oh, he said take Samson first. So let's take Samson first.
All right, let's go to Samson up first. Samson, welcome at 9th Round the Ville, ESPN 680. Good morning. Samson, you there?
Good morning. Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I just, speaking of Game 7, man, I wasn't really into hockey. I was living in Pittsburgh about 15 years ago, and I ended up, a buddy of mine's like, hey, I got an extra ticket, and it happened to be a Game 7, the second round of the playoffs. But, man, that is so intense and so much fun. I was hooked on hockey after that. And it was a 1-0 game.
Yeah, it's totally different in person.
Oh, it's one of those things, like, yeah, you definitely got to check it out if you're not a hockey fan or something. I mean, playoff hockey is, God, so much fun. It's just intense. But, that's pretty cool, man. You got to go to Game 7 down there. And that last few minutes was just insane because, you know, you got pull the goalie. And when they pull the goalie, that's some of the most exciting sports, if you ask me, when, you know, you got trying to make up that extra goal. But that's all I had to say, fellas. I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to between the Olympics and the TBT, man. It's going to get us through the summer to football because it can't get here fast enough. Go Cards. Y'all have a good one.
Take care, Samson. So, yeah.
Appreciate it, Samson.
Yeah. The Olympics.
Everybody has the same experience with hockey, that you go to it in person and it's totally different. Now, I will say this. You do. It's like with the UFC. You have to be watching it with someone that can explain, you know, the little things that are going on in between, too, you know?
I'm that way. I agree that you need somebody to kind of tell you what's going on. But I'm kind of like that with NASCAR, like auto racing. Like, I almost never sit down and just watch NASCAR, right? But I actually get into an auto race, like, if I'm there. And I don't go that often, but, like, every other year or something like that, I find myself at an auto race, and I'm just like, man, that just is absolutely a lot of fun. But I've never done that. You've never been to, like, a NASCAR race or anything?
No, I have not.
Huh. Don't they always have – I mean, I don't know if they always have, but oftentimes do they have, like, a country music star, like, concert before or after? I mean, it's kind of shocking. With your love of country music and as a CMA member.
If I like country music, I'm going to go to a country music concert.
Yeah. What's next on your country music I know Al Dean's playing the Ford Center there in Evansville in August, but that's a whole like
Chesney 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
In Kansas City. With special access that I'll be able to talk about at some point.
Yeah. Afterwards. That's gonna be great.
That's a good one.
That's gonna be a good one. Yeah. It'll be your third Chesney concert.
Yeah, but it'll be the best of the three.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Okay.
That.
All right. So. All right. I mean, Tampa probably be pretty tough to beat, man. The Blue Chair Bay folks and
worry.
All that stuff. Okay.
Oh, it's, believe me, it was very good. This is a different level. I told you what's going on with this.
Yeah.
I can't discuss it on the air.
I'm excited for you. I'm really excited for you. But no festivals really this year. Last year was like the summer of festivals for you.
Yeah, well, it's not over with yet.
We got to get something, we got to get used to that tent that you have.
Yeah, I know. I thought I would get more use out of it. So, I don't know. There's a couple on the horizon. Don't you worry.
I'm not worried. I just, I'm living through you, man. I'm taking Elle to the zoo. Now I took her to Holiday World yesterday.
Climbing Mountain Evansville. That's my favorite.
I got a lot of personal stuff about Mount Evansville yesterday.
Yeah. What's the problem? People trying to stand up for the hill or what are they?
No. Like they all acknowledge the people who have been to the Evansville Zoo acknowledge the hill that never ends.
Yeah.
But they were laughing because they're just like, because if you don't know about the hill, or if you don't know that there's no food beyond the hill when you go down, like then you're setting yourself up for failure, and we were set up for failure, and so everybody's kind of dogging me on that, and then other people who don't know are like, Evansville's flat as a pancake. What are you talking about, Mount Evansville? And I'm like, listen, there's one
we'll
hill.
See.
There's one hill.
We'll see.
So are we ready, James? Which one do you want to do? Let's do Ellie Dela Cruz. He hit the boat yesterday, Drew. He hit the same.
Cruz unloads. High fly. Deep center. No doubt. He went to the steamboat atop the batter's eye. No mercy.
Yeah.
Mark, a fan is holding the ball up on the boat.
I was waiting for that ball to come down, and it just didn't. My word.
There it is. I mean, it's probably one of the longest home runs I've ever seen hit in that ballpark. I don't know.
The guy's something, dude. He is, gosh, he's worth the price of admission.
So the only home run I've ever seen hit further than that was at Jim Patterson. It was Kyle Schwarber, right, for Indiana. He hit a ball that I'm convinced still never has come down, but when you see a ball go out like that, it's stunning. Like, it's just like, it defied like, how did a human being put that much of a charge into a ball? Ellie Dela Cruz, I mean, that's as far as you can hit a ball, I'm concerned. I don't know what it came out to be, but that's as far as a ball can be hit.
I'm sure there's a,
let me see,
they got all the debt. Call Jack Grossman, he'd probably know. He's probably charting it.
Yeah, he probably
is. Jack still doing that, by the way?
I think so.
Yes, he's still doing it.
Yeah.
He's still doing it. I'll text him and find out. But so I thought that was awesome last night. And apparently the Pirates broadcast was like stunned. It was just silence. It was just
439 feet.
It's like, golly. I think it's as far as you can hit a baseball.
No, I mean, I guess you could hit 440.
Yeah, I guess so. But have you ever seen a ball hit the boat? Like the steamboat on top of the batter's eye out there in Cincinnati? I mean,
not that I can remember.
That's just jacked, man. So he's superhuman. And, if he could figure out a way to be a little bit more consistent at the plate, then, sky's the limit for him. But he's just somebody you got to go watch for sure. So
Yeah. It seems like it's all or nothing with him, right? Like you get something like that, or like 0-for-4.
Right. 0-for-4, maybe an error, or he's making like a Golden Glove level play that nobody else in the world can make.
That Snoop Dogg loves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean he's a treat to watch. And the Reds are not out of contention. I mean, they go up to second place, and then they go down to the basement. But that's how tight the division is that the division is basically like it's a three game difference between the Cardinals, Pirates, Reds, and Cubs. Pretty much all, it'll be that way all summer. I don't think, you know, if, unless somebody just drops out, like, you know, goes super cold, you know, that you're going to have that tightly wound.
Well, I mean,
group.
The Brewers are five games up.
Yeah, the Brewers are clearly number one, but I'm talking about for the wild card spot behind them. They're, you know, pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, the Reds four back in the loss. I mean, the Reds are 37-41. I want to oversell how well they're playing.
No. They're up and down. You know, the Reds really are up and down. And you know, like Jason Anderson was in here yesterday talking about how bad the Royals are. The Royals are, they're in third place. They're 43-37. You know, they have a positive winning percentage. You know, so I was like, hang on, man, they're not that bad.
One thing that's interesting about the Reds, if you look at the run differential, they're the only this is odd that the Cardinals are minus 30 in run differential and the Reds are plus 15, yet they're four games back in the loss column. That tends to even out
over the course of a year.
Because it's a pretty, you know, indicative stat in baseball when you look at everybody in the other divisions too. I mean, it all kind of
stacks up that way. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that over time, over 162 games, that evens out.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Reds really ought to be about 500 instead of four games below 500. But, you know, when you get into August and September, hopefully that does even out. But, man, I tell you, man, just Elly De La Cruz, he's just – don't trade him. You know, if you can't sign him or something at the end, maybe – but
are we years away from this?
I mean, I would hope so.
I mean, he's got to be in the bigs for, what, 6 years to get arbitration or something, or free agency?
Yeah, I want to hang on to him forever. So, but I also we did get this sound yesterday from Chris Paul, and I don't know what podcast it is, but with Rich Paul, not Chris Paul, Rich Paul, sorry. all the Pauls.
Jake Paul, Rich Paul.
Jake Paul, Rich Paul. Yeah, Rio. This is from Rich Paul, who's like head of Clutch Sports. You know, he's like, it's his agency. And he's famous for, like, you know, the player movement of basketball, but also getting, like, highly rated kids into the NBA, getting them drafted highly. And he took major issue with Chris Livingston's development at UK.
He was 12 going, like last year with a guy like Chris Livingston. He was 12 going into Kentucky when he went there. When he left there, you know, like, they're talking about, he could barely be a pro. How? He's 6'7", you know, athletic, long, like, great kid. How is that possible? And who's taking responsibility for that? Because that's the thing. Someone has to be held accountable. Because I would think if I was coaching a young man or young woman, and you come, when you come in here, my job is you either leaving here, you know, just as good as you did when you came in, or better.
Or better.
There's no way you're leaving here worse, because I'm taking the responsibility. If I'm to the level and being, you know, you're saying that I'm this coach.
Yeah, so he really, like, taking it to John Calipari, because Chris Livingston barely got drafted. You know, 58th overall pick in the second round. And according to Rich Paul, was 12th, you know, going in to Kentucky.
You know, will that affect him? Does that matter? Is it going to matter at Arkansas?
I don't know. Sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Rich Paul's pretty powerful in pro basketball. And I think part of this, too, the Chris Livingston thing, is that he is from Akron, Ohio, a place where Rich Paul is from, where LeBron is from. And, you know, like, that's like, you know, it's kind of sensitive territory for these guys. They probably know, you know, parts of the family or, you know, members of the family very closely, being from that area. But, you know, John Calipari, he got a lot of credit for other kids' talent, and I don't know, did he really enhance it in any way?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that he did. I mean, that was always my contention. Is like, yeah, you're paying him based on these other kids, you know, because he can get really highly rated kids, but what is he doing with them?
I still think you're viewing this the wrong way. I understand you hate Cal. I get it, but
yeah, I don't like him.
But you seem to have forgotten how much you did. Public enemy number one is Kentucky for you. I don't know how this is going past you. I don't understand this move here.
I do not like John Calipari. I didn't like him before he got to Kentucky.
I don't like him in the house. I don't like him with the mouse.
I don't like him at Memphis. I don't like him at Kentucky. I didn't like him at UMass. I don't like him at the Nets. I don't like him at Arkansas. I'm not going to like John Calipari ever.
I think you like Mark Pope. I think that's what we're really learning at all.
The Great White Pope? No, I like the Great White Pope so far. I mean, I think that...
That is Mark Blankenbaker. I'm Drew Diener.
No, this is a guy that I think can... We need a spark between Pat Kelsey and Mark Pope, though. Like, I don't want them really being nice to one another. Right now, it's fine because we're in the
honeymoon
stages.
It's Louisville's job to win the game to make it not nice.
I agree with you.
I mean, they can do the head pat until Louisville wins damn game in the rivalry.
Yeah. Well, let's go win the game. I mean, let's go. We have it at Rupp Arena. Let's go do it.
I like what Kelly Dickey's doing here. Have you seen what he's doing here?
No.
67 days till kickoff. Cards who wore number 67.
Yeah.
So the number of days to kickoff, he's counting down the players that wore those numbers.
I don't know a player
know anybody on that list.
Luke Kandra was good.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up transferring to Cincinnati. He's from Cincinnati, followed Satterfield there. It was one of those players I hated to lose. Other than that, I don't think there's a player on this list that we're like, man, that's a very notable 67.
But at least we'll look at it every day.
It's a
good idea.
It is a good idea. And
the 60s are tough because they're all offensive guards probably.
Mostly
so
guards.
Get to the 50s. I guess when you get to the 50s, there'll be some linebackers
sure.
in there. 40s will be what?
Yesterday would have been 68, and that is Michael Gonzalez, who's one of your best offensive lineman that you have coming in this year, maybe that you've had in a really long time. And I'm looking at it, George Bussey. George Bussey's one of those guys, man. He's a walk-on from Western High School and was awesome. And Bobby Petrino figured out a way to – he even spent some time with the Patriots. So, we had some decent 68s in here. Michael Gonzalez, cool. George Bussey, Danny Burns was not bad. Good stuff.
But good job, Michael. That's a creative idea. I like that.
What else are we going to do to burn the time until college football?
We'll have the TBT. We'll have
the Olympics.
I'm thinking more of the Bahamas trip, and then and then the Olympics.
All
right
that.
Into a
might be an easier summer than we think.
It's not difficult. This is what we do. We talk about sports on the radio. There's always something going on. There'll always be, there'll be something worth discussing. Don't you worry.
I do like this tweet from Mitchell Hannigan. I think it kind of sums up the SEC really well. As Tennessee won the national championship, Mitchell asked the question, are we sure or is Kentucky going to try to claim a share of this title as well?
Wait! What did he say of the SC, of the Tennessee title?
Tennessee won the championship, and Tennessee's baseball says the Tennessee Volunteers are national champions. And Mitch says, "Are we sure is Kentucky going to try to claim some of this too?" Because
there was no way they could lose last night. Yeah.
What he's referring to is that when Kentucky they said that they won the SEC regular season, but they were the 2 seed because Tennessee won it. The SEC regular season, and they said ain't etched in stone forever, but they didn't win the SEC regular season because Tennessee did. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Mitchell Hannigan still firing away. Is he still with the Cardinals?
I think he is. I think he's still doing sales for the St. Louis Cardinals. Last year, that was probably
James,
a tough
what's he
job.
Got, James? James said something there. What?
I just said, yes, he's still in St. Louis.
Still doing that? Yeah.
He has a girlfriend now.
He's got a girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
What mattress is he using?
Oh, I knew the mattress.
Not the one from here.
Yeah. We never saw.
We never saw.
Don't even get me started on that one. Jeez, oh Pete. All right, we'll continue along here with 267-968. We'll have trivia a little bit later, right? We'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see who's
kicking around, man. It's thin in here today, brother. It is.
It's in all week. Yeah, I didn't know this was going to be the week where everybody was gone.
Was on vacation. I even told Matzah Pie for tomorrow, just do 2 pizzas. I don't think we're having enough for 4.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Nicky the Boots gone too, right?
Boots gone.
He's back.
He's back?
Oh, is he back? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's back.
You're gone. Ken's gone.
Chase is gone.
Yeah, everybody's gone. Just left me here with Mount Evansville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you're going to Vegas to be in 114 degree heat with the Arbonne ladies.
Oh, my God. It is, I did look that up yesterday. it is. It was like 112 or something. I mean, it's just.
That's unbelievable.
It really is. Like, you look at it and you're like, that's not really the temperature, is it? Like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
oh,
the
yeah,
real is. Temperature.
That's it. Yeah. It's dark and 91 degrees there right now. And then it's going to be, but the good part is 91 feels like 91, not here where 91 feels like 150.
Like you're in, you know, that, like you're in a steam room.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's no wrinkles on your clothes, you know, if you go outside.
It's only
going right
to be 107 on Friday. So jeez. It's going to dip down. It's going to dip down to 107.
Give the air conditioners a break in Las Vegas.
Imagine the amount of money HVAC companies must make out there.
I mean, just raking it in. Just raking
everyone's brakes every year. You got to get a new one.
They got to up the Freon, and then if you can't get anybody out, you're staying in a hotel because you can't just sweat it out at your house. Like, that's impossible.
No.
So give DFH Company a call if that's you. 968-6222. Look them up online at dfhcompany.com. You do not want to sweat it out in your house. No. If you have DFH Company on your side, you won't have to. They'll be there because I've got a certified train system at my house. So does Diener.
That's right.
So
keep going.
Yeah, no, okay. That was more like
online dfhcompany.com.
I was kind of lobbing it up to you for like Kobe.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, see, we have no eye contact here. You
that's
know,
right.
This is far apart. Me down here in the lovely La Quinta Inn. Boy, this place.
How's their air conditioner? This. Is it good?
It works. Hey, I will say that. The AC works. Unlike the Marriott Courtyard in Noblesville last week.
Oh, no. That didn't work?
I never even told that story. Yeah, I get in... because I went straight to the venue in Noblesville but called the hotel and said, look, you know, it's going to be in late. Just wanted to, you know, let you know that like, don't give up the room, you know, just
but I will
be
there.
Be coming in late. And so they were fine. Get there, get in the room, 81 degrees.
Mm.
AC does not work. And they're like, we could bring up some box fans for you. I'm like, this is not, I need a better option than this. This is not, and you can imagine how pleasant I was probably post-concert at, 12.
Yeah, what are you going to do with the box fans? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to need a better option than this.
So there's not another room they can put you in?
No, that was it. And the thing of it was, they also, like, when I was down in the lobby, there was a guy who goes, oh, is that room out again? And I'm like, oh, so you knew there was a freaking problem, didn't you?
Hey, you should have got your money back, bro.
Well, I didn't get tried. They put me up in a room like 5 minutes down the road at like another hotel that wasn't even one of their properties.
Oh, they walked you down there.
Some sort of agreement.
Yeah.
They didn't walk me there. No
that's what it's called. This is when when a hotel moves you out of their facility to another location, it's called getting walked.
Oh, man. Sounds like committed a crime or something.
No, it means that they can't accommodate you.
Perp walk.
It means they can't accommodate you, so they're putting you somewhere else.
Yes, and so that's what they did, and they did not charge me. But it was like I'm on the phone with the Marriott, customer service number. I'm like, this isn't gonna work,
I can imagine exactly how it went.
Oh yeah, and the guy at the desk, I'm like, look, I'm gonna ruin someone's day tomorrow if they charge me for this. I'm gonna ruin their freaking day.
He's like, we've met you.
It was 81 degrees. Like, come on,
it's
man.
It's way too hot. No, and
give me a break.
That's not even an unreasonable expectation. You know, like, you should be able to go to a room in the middle of the summer that's a Marriott property and have air conditioning.
Yes.
You're not staying at the roadside inn.
Here's what I didn't like. When I called the next day, I called the Marriott customer service number. And I said, look, I just want to make sure I'm not getting charged, like $350 for a room that I did not stay in.
Right.
And they were not very concerned. They're like, well, you got to take that up with the property. I'm like, no, I don't really think, I think you guys need to have an input on this.
That's
like,
right.
This is your brand.
Yeah. No, it is. No. And it is up to them ultimately to make sure you're taken care of and that you're happy.
So now everybody's asking about Arbonne because like, what's the connection? The connection is this. I had no idea. I mentioned last week that I was, maybe it was last week that I mentioned on there, going to Vegas with Max for the International Fight Week. And Bert Hit Ryan gave the news that and we're staying at the MGM Grand, which is apparently where the Arbonne National Convention is. And according to him, there's 35,000. I got to, he wrote, this was prose, man. This was I was like, Bert and Ryan, that's the best text I've ever read. He says, MGM is the host of the Arbonne International Convention. My wife, Mandy, sells it. It's nutrition and beauty supplies, all clean, all organic. There's going to be about 35,000 plus in-shape women all around the hotel. Hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, you may never leave. You might be there the whole time. You might move to Las Vegas if that continues.
Good luck on your Astros bet, by the way, Mark.
My Astros bet.
We get these notifications. We put these.
Oh, I meant that hours ago.
Well, I just got the notification just now because our golf group. I get a notification every time you bet on anything.
Well, that's pretty much going to ring your phone for the most better part of the day. Yeah. But I think.
Oh, wait, Birdhead Ryan's on the line. Birdhead Ryan's on the line.
Ah, let's take Birdhead Ryan.
Yes,
sure.
Yes. Let's go. Birdhead Ryan, good morning.
So where I was yesterday, it was 120 degrees.
Jeez.
Oh, where was that?
And it was just west of Phoenix on a job site. And at that point, I mean, it might as well be 130 because it felt like it was 150. Like, it was to the point that your shoes felt like they were going to start sticking to the pavement. It was that hot. It was brutal. But Drew, I think you're going to have one heck of a weekend in Las Vegas. So this convention, the Arbonne convention, and I've been to it once. Oh, I went to it as a guest with my wife. Now, I didn't participate. I just walked over to her, with her to the convention center. And there were 35,000 people at this convention, and there were 34,500 women. And
why have I not known about this? Why is this the first time I am hearing about this? But thank you for making me aware.
I thought to myself, I'm in the wrong business. I mean, I do construction type stuff, and I'm thinking, I signed up for the wrong business. I should be here, not doing what I do. I was contemplating sometimes my life's decisions there, but. The company's been around for over 40 years. I'll equate it to like a Mary Kay type of deal, but it's all clean, healthy, organic.
Wow.
They're kind of on another level with what they do. But they have their convention at the MGM every year, and that's where you'll be. So
yeah,
you'll have plenty of those women on your airplane too, because I know people that are going to be on that flight.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's great. I mean, so, and by the way, this is the first time I've called since I've submitted a couple of horse picks with this station. And Mark, I'm still not going to let you live that down.
You shouldn't let me live it down.
What happened? It clipped out for a second.
At the Belmont, he picked out Door Knock and told us on Tuesday, and he's not going to let me live it down. And
that's right.
He shouldn't let me live it down. I did not believe, and you're going to pick our Breeders' Cup pick six in November.
And Drew did believe, and I'm proud of Drew, and I'm happy for him. I'm glad he won money. That money probably is paying for his trip today or yesterday down
part of it.
To Miami.
Yeah, about half of it.
It's a part of it. So I'm glad you did. So Drew, I'll be out there. I'll look you up.
We'll, yeah,
have a drink.
Get together, man.
You'll enjoy yourself out there.
Where are you staying, Ryan?
I will be at the Elara.
The Elara. I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah, the Hilton Elara. It's connected to Planet Hollywood. It's just a block down. I didn't want to stay at the MGM. It's going to be insane. Drew, you're going to have a great time. So I look forward to seeing you guys out there.
And, wait, you didn't want to stay there because it's too crazy there?
No, he's a Hilton guy. He's a Bernard Ryan's a big Hilton guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Hilton guy. So when I stay at a Hilton property, I get taken care of. I'm like Mark when it comes to points. So, the last time I gave Mark points, he had a bidet in his room. So
it's true.
That.
I had a bidet and I did the show in a bathrobe in Miami, in South Beach.
You should do all your shows in a bathrobe, Mark. I think we all agree on that.
I can be on brand.
Please make that
happen.
All right, guys. I've taken up my a lot of time.
Take care, guys. Go Cards.
James, what if Blank just rolled in like to the studio today in a
bathrobe? I mean, would that be okay with you, James?
Yeah, I'd be. No, it would not be okay.
I mean, I'd wear something underneath. I'd wear something underneath.
Oh, you would. Thank you.
But I didn't in Miami. I mean, in Miami, it was just the robe.
We don't. You know, all that.
It was just the robe.
Yeah, I was close to being in the bathrobe this morning.
What happened?
I woke up and immediately had to leave right away.
Yeah, James woke up just a little bit tardy. So I actually controlled the board pre-show.
What?
Mark actually followed instructions very well. I mean, man, better than some producers.
It's true.
Wow.
I did the transition.
You're like the pilot passes out, and you're like the guy on the plane.
But I knew less about what goes on with that board than I would if the pilot passed out in an actual airplane. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just on FaceTime with James. He was telling me what to do, and I did it. And
Look at you.
There we go.
I couldn't do it either. I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, I could follow. I have followed instructions before, but yeah, I wouldn't. She said, "Go land." The break.
I think we had 2 or 3 seconds of silence, maybe 4.
Right, which is gold in our industry.
Yeah, maybe 4
That's
seconds.
Nothing.
Yeah. So, but James was very worried about it, but it worked out fine. James called me. He goes, "Where are you?" I'm like, "I'm right in front of Manuel." He's like, I need you to press some buttons for me in there when you get in there. All right, I'll take care of it.
Yes.
I'll take care of
it. That's awesome.
But he made it, and he parked his car out front, didn't get a ticket. He connected to you. Everything went fine, and we were like 30 seconds late.
Now, I did get caught at that light, Drew, and there was a cop behind me, so I
There
waited.
Was?
Oh, there was, yeah.
if he wasn't there, I was going.
Yeah, sure. No, I believe it. People run those lights all the time, by the way. Like almost every day. Like, U of L PD every morning can sit out there and write 100 tickets if they want to, because people just run those lights.
Well, it turns red for no reason. There's no one coming, and it's turning red.
Yeah, I know. And you can perfectly see it, but still illegal. still illegal. Yeah. Still ticketable. But, yeah, I mean, they could write tickets for jaywalking throughout old Louisville all day if they want to. People just walking right out in front of you.
Is there anybody? When was the last documented case of a jaywalker?
I don't know.
Citation.
I mean, it up with John Bowl. He's got all the data.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. I know he's got the data.
By the way, when I see you next, will that be tomorrow? See you tomorrow? I got a good story about the John Bowl report that I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll tell the story at some point in the future, but it's not on air ready yet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll continue along here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text away the UPS jobs text line at 437-9680. We'll let you jump on in here this morning. As we roll along again, we'll have NBA draft tomorrow night. We'll have the Reds coming your way this evening. I mean, it was weird. We had like two. I guess those the Stanley Cup and the World Series ended within about 15 minutes of one another last night. Now we got to wait a while for another champion to be crowned.
It was a great night to go back and forth.
Yeah. Now, if you're someone out there looking to buy a car, the Huffman Auto Group, that's where I bought two straight cars. That's where you're going to experience what I've experienced over there, which is great customer service and people that, you know, are there for a long time because it's a great company they work for. So I've had an Acura from there for going on a decade now. And then we're looking over there. Got some ideas for cars for one Max Diener when he can start driving. So whatever your needs are when it comes to a car, talk to the Huffman Auto Group first, especially the Acura. I just think the dollar goes further with the Acura than any other luxury line. Online at neilhuffman.com. You always get the 7-day like it or exchange it promise. And again, I bought my first Acura over there before they were even partners of ours. And then now I bought my second one there. And they've got the great lease deals. My gosh, we were over there last week on the Integra. Nothing down, $389 a month for 39 months. Get over there and check that out. It's over there at Acura at Oxmoor. And when you get over there, tell me just talk about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy. So we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's
time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Welcome back to the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right. We are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. Hanging out with you here this morning. I am down here in Sunrise, Florida, fresh off Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. So glad I did it. So glad I did it, man.
I'm glad you have.
No regret at all. But I will say this though. Like I said, toward the top of the show, it's one of those where you want the team to, you always want to celebrate with the winning fan base. But this is an odd fan base. Mm. I did meet a lifelong, well, not lifelong, I guess franchise long fan. Since they came on, I think it's about 98. I think the franchise came in. Or
can't really be a lifelong fan.
Yeah. I don't know what year they came into existence, but most like it was just weird being a mile within the arena, and actually closer than that. That Sawgrass Mill Mall is right by it, and no buzz whatsoever. I'm like, hey, where can I get a good shirt? I'm like, I don't know.
Like the arena.
What do you mean?
Yeah, they sell gear at the arena.
Well, but I thought there might be. I mean, and luckily now I did get a good scout. Thank goodness for the Boston sports fan when I went into what looked like it was somewhat of a sports bar, even though it was an outlet mall. Nobody spoke English, so it was an issue. But the Boston fan was like, and I was like, you know where a good sports bar is around here. He's like, yeah, quarter deck right over there. So I'm like, all right, so I go over there. They did sell the one behind the bar said, yeah, there's a guy that'll show up here and he's got Panthers gear. He'll just start selling over that table over there.
Really? So he shows up, yeah. And it's like licensed gear. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, it's not as good as the gear inside the arena. I did get an extra shirt inside the arena.
Okay.
Like, okay. All right.
Do they have the Stanley Cup playoff championship shirts ready to go, like as people are like leaving?
I bought a Quest for the Cup shirt, Stanley Cup Final 2024. So
okay,
so it's got the cup on it. So I think my red shirt that I bought there at the restaurant or the sports bar qualifies.
Gotcha.
And then I got the I don't know, whatever shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, and so will you wear that in Vegas when you're there? Tomorrow.
Sure, I was
tomorrow
like a
night.
Lifelong, Panther fan.
Lifelong Panther fan. Yeah, I was in Miami for the Stanley Cup championship. I was in Sunrise. Yeah, and now I'm here in Vegas. So I'm just a world traveler. I go to all the great places. If there's sun and there's fun, I'm there. I'm Drew Diener.
If there's sun and there's fun, I'm there. Let's see. Looks like the Panthers did start 1993 is when they were founded. 1993.
Okay. So if somebody was born post 93, they could be a lifelong fan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Those people wouldn't really be that young anymore either. They've been around for a while. So it's just it probably is early because when I was growing up, it was always about the North. And I remember when they first put like the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers and even the team out there in Arizona. That it was like, is hockey going to work in the South?
Well, and it didn't work in Atlanta, you know?
Right.
I mean, you got to remember that. The Thrashers, it failed there.
Atlanta
wasn't doing great.
Too.
Yeah, it is. And I didn't think it would do anywhere nearly as well as it's done in Nashville. I mean, I didn't think that would catch on at all. And, like, Jared spends a lot of his, sports talk on that.
Sure.
You know?
Definitely. And, and the Tampa Bay Lightning have won multiple Stanley Cups, and now the Florida Panthers have. So has Carolina, the Canes have, right? They've won one.
They played for it. I can't remember if they won.
But I have friends of mine that live there in Raleigh, and that where they play is like right by Carter Finley. Like it's right there. Mm-hmm. And they're going to those games all the time. I see them.
Yeah, they won it in 06.
Yeah. So lots of success down there, and it is an odd thing to do, though, is to, like, ice hockey. Like, the Toronto Maple Leafs would kill. They'd stab people in the throat to do what you did last night. And
so would everybody from Alberta.
Yes.
yeah.
But you know, but the Florida Panther fans, the ones that, that there are, it doesn't envelope the community like it would if it was Montreal or Toronto or Edmonton or Vancouver or something like that.
I mean, the Maple Leafs haven't won a freaking Stanley Cup since 1967.
No, and they are the New York Yankees.
They haven't been to the championship since then.
And it makes
that's crazy.
Utterly no sense, you know, because the Leafs are like, they are the team, like the franchise, like it's basically like the Cowboys, right? The Cowboys.
Well,
and the Yankees,
yes, but what's happened there is with a lot of them that they've sort of adopted the Red Wings because they're so close there to Detroit.
They have no choice.
Yeah, you know? I mean they were winning the Maple Leafs a lot of years in a league where everybody makes the playoffs. We're not even making the freaking playoffs.
Yeah, they're not, yeah. When was the last time they even won like a playoff game? So they have 13 cups, but only not one since 67, like you said. But, man, that is wild. I guess they won the division in 21. So that's probably an exciting year for them. But, man, yeah, no, the Toronto Maple Leafs would kill to be a part of something like last night.
Oh,
And if that was in Toronto, that'd actually be a lot of fun. If they're ever like in a Stanley Cup game, Sam, can you imagine the cost of the tickets?
Oh, no. I mean, I still wonder how much more. I mean, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, because, I mean, Toronto's like the third largest North American city. If they're playing in the Stanley Cup 7.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
If they're in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, $1,200 is not getting you in the door.
That's still pretty damn high price. I mean, I would like to have known when it was in Edmonton on Game 6. I should have looked that up. That would be the equivalent. I mean,
I liked your seat, though. Like, the perspective, at least it looked like on your phone, looked good.
No, it was a great view. Like, I got up there, and I'm expecting a bad seat. And I'm like, well, this is great. I mean, it's actually one of the best angles to watch hockey from is up and in the corner. Because you get a lot of perspective there. Like, I saw the deflection on the first goal, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was the deflection on the first one.
And you could see up the rails for the most part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So where were you on that
final? The dasher boards, Mark. Let's get the terms right.
I don't know.
The dasher boards.
The dasher boards?
The boards. Yeah, the boards.
So where were you on that final scrum that was in the corner as time was going out?
On the other end of the arena.
Okay. Man, because I was like, man, I tell you what. Like, if that puck comes out, somebody can get a shot. Like, it seemed like it was open. They just kind of gummed it up in there and you know, bled out the clock. But, you know, that was a tense moment.
Oh, yeah, because they're just over there going tick, 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 tick. Come on, get this, tick this thing off, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was hoping for the empty netter. The empty netter, when the horn goes off, is just, in the playoffs, just the best. But
well, and then, you know, like, they were so tired, Edmonton was, because they didn't really shift that much. They were talking about on the broadcast, like, I didn't notice, but, like, they didn't shift their lines or whatever. They kept their starters out there for a lot of the time in the third period trying to get the win, and you could tell that they were
Well, they're
dead.
Probably just rolling three lines or maybe rolling two. I mean, they can't be out there more than a minute, Mark. I mean, it's like if past a minute, you got nothing left in your tank.
Right. Like McDavid was he was out there like a lot of the end of that ending sequence. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he was. Texture, does Florida have more Stanley Cups in Canada in the last 20 years? I mean, I would assume so.
See,
I mean,
last Stanley Cups.
What is the last
Cup winners? Yeah. Wikipedia.
Question. It's exactly the same thing I'm looking at. Origins, no, I don't need the Origins, damn it. There's like apparently three Stanley Cups. They're going to run out of room. What I don't understand is the engraving. You know?
No, I think they add a tier, like a cake. Don't they?
I don't think so. Let's see.
The last one that was won in Canada by a Canadian team. God, you got to go back a long way, man. I'm still scrolling. Hang on. Let's see. I don't know. Montreal Canadiens in 93. Is that right?
That may be right because Vancouver played for it with Pavel Bure in about 94, 95.
Right. Panthers, Vegas, Colorado, Tampa, St. Louis, Washington, Pittsburgh, Chicago, L.A., Chicago, L.A., Boston, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Anaheim, Carolina, canceled, Lightning, Devils, Red Wings. Yeah, man, you got to go all the way back to 93 before a Canadian team has even won it. Barry Melrose was the coach.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even know he was that good of a coach.
I didn't know that either, but he won it with the Montreal Canadiens over the LA Kings in 93.
Okay, so another new band of the Cup was scheduled to be added on to the bottom of the Stanley Cup in 04-05, but was not added because of the lockout. After the 2006 Carolina Hurricanes were crowned, the new bottom ring was finally added, along with retiring the band listing the 41 and 53 champions. Following the crowning of 2018, the band listing of in the 1954 and 65 winners were removed. Let's see. Since the introduction of the five-band Stanley Cup, each engraved team is displayed on the trophy between 52 and 65 years. So I guess they take some names off.
So they take the old bands off, they cycle them off, and then...
Or the teams. Yeah. Not the whole band, but just the engraved names. So that's crazy. So currently it has 3,177 names engraved on it.
Huh. I did not know that they would take names off. I just kind of thought they would just keep adding stacks.
I mean, be a little big at some point.
At some point, yeah, sure. But, like, I didn't know you could take off the bands, you know? I mean, it makes sense to do that and just leave the teams on there. But
there have been several misspellings on the cup. I like that.
Not surprised.
Pat McReevy is misspelled McKeevy as a 1941. let's see. Glenn Hall's name was spelled Glenn, G-L-I-N. Come on now. Let's see.
How heavy is it? Do you know?
I've never picked it up.
I mean, these guys, like, they pick it up like it's no big deal. So they make it look light, but it's probably like 85, 90 pounds.
Scratched out names. There were names that have been scratched out. I mean, golly, it's
35. It's a whole 34 and a half pounds is what it is. So it's not that heavy, but it looks heavy.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's any. There's always great stories, you know, with these guys all get the cup for a day, you know, in the summer. They all have their cup party at their, you know, wherever they want to have in their house, whatever you got. But they all get a day with the cup.
I love that. If you had a day with the cup, what would you do? Like, if you were part of the Florida Panthers and you got a day.
I definitely want to eat some M&Ms out of it, for sure. Definitely want to eat some M&Ms. I'd want to fill it up with some candy.
We'd probably do poolside margaritas in the cup. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe some champagne. I don't know. We'll do something out of there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll turn it into like a seafood tower, you know, or something like that. We'd do something like that. It'd be kind of fun. Pat Kelsey's going to speak to the media on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So we have that kind of talking about the Bahamar trip that they're going to have to the Bahamas for their foreign trip. So that'll be cool. Get a chance to chat with Pat Kelsey. So we'll have that. So
yeah, got all that going on this week. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680, our number to get in. Text where the UPS jobs text line 437. Here, Zachy C is going to do trivia with us.
He's going to read the questions. He's going to read the questions for, and then I guess James, you're going to be in here with us.
And that's all you think he's going to say?
No, I'm going to be loading stuff in the back. I think Louie or Steve or something.
Louie or Steve? Okay. Yeah. No.
I need some rummage.
Listen, I don't think we're ready for Zachy C this year.
He had an appointment this morning.
What's that? Who did?
Rummage is cutting it close. He had an appointment this morning.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we're ready for Zach C. this fall because Ohio State is going to be absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, they are.
He's going to be walking around here like he's big man on campus, and I'm not ready for it. Like, I'm personally not ready for the trash talk that Ohio State fans like Zach C. are going to be bringing to these airwaves.
They spent a lot of money last year, though.
But the thing is, though, Zach, the thing is that you don't understand is that if y'all don't win the national championship, it is an utter and complete failure. Utter and complete failure.
You can tell him that when he's on here at 9:30 doing a tribute brought to you by Louisville Furniture. Hey, get over to Fitness Market if you are thinking about any piece of fitness equipment, and certainly if you're thinking about a sauna, you know, because Lord knows Mark Lieberman. I mean, I like my sauna. I get use out of it. Not as much as Lieberman does. It is show up. Hey, what's going on, Chip? You know, go downstairs. Hey, Max, what's up? You know, and sometimes not even there. He'll just tell me, hey, I'm on my way over. So it's the saunas are great. They start at $17.99. The massage chair start at $34.99 over there at Fitness Market. You know, you've got, of course, all the great exercise equipment. I mean, I've got the treadmill. I've got the weights. I've got you know, the dumbbells, the flooring. It's great. It's great to have that workout facility inside your own home. And if you do have a commercial project, they help all kinds of people with their different commercial projects and gyms. Spalding, Trinity, they've done plenty, and they can design that room for you as well. Before you even put it all together. So it's Fitness Market. Go see the Whiters over there. Two locations, Plantside Drive and Waterson Trail. That's the superstore. I mean, that's where you're going to go. You've also got Westport Road just inside the Snyder. But it's Fitness Market, online at thefitnessmarket.com.